I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
It's time for the AEW World's End Predictions. I'm Luke Owen, DAD. I'm joined by Pete Quernell, and we're going to go through the card for AEW World's End and give our thoughts onto what might happen, what not only in the matches, but our big storyline of the Devils. I mean, like, to kick things off, do you think the Devil gets revealed?
Yes, I hope so, because they shouldn't do it any longer than they have. I think World's End is a good time to unmask.
It feels like that's the right time.
Yeah, like, agreed.
I think revealing that Joe's working with the Devil on the Go Home edition, I think adds a really good amount of drama going into the pay-per-view itself with MJF and Joe. So that's like really nice. And that feels like that's your first big domino to fall. But you kind of really need to do the reveal.
Exactly.
Otherwise, yes, you do run the risk of this slightly dragging out. Like, I feel last week there were people being like, I'm done with this story. Mm-hmm. I just need people to reveal who it is now.
Yes, I think it has already maybe overstayed its welcome slightly, but if you're holding out for a pay-per-view, it makes sense. But you now have that pay-per-view. Don't hold out any longer. Now is the time to reveal.
And it's called World's End.
Yeah,
like,
right.
This should feel like it is the end of MJF's world or something like that.
Yes, exactly.
To reveal. Like, I guess if it is Adam Cole, then, and he's not able to do a wrestle yet. I mean, you don't need him to wrestle. You can just have him cutting promos. And
absolutely.
Like, you know, and he's just got people working for him.
Yeah.
And then he's recruiting people to kind of like join his ranks and stuff. Reveal, you know, we've got to reveal who the other members of the Putty Patrol are that are now the Ring of Honor tag champions and stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel that this is the show to do it. Like, that's your ending moment of 2024 is revealing who the Devil is.
And it's Kyle O'Reilly. Yeah.
I mean, Kyle feels like a good option.
I think it's my best option for me. I would love it if
it's not,
it is
not Britt Baker.
Not Britt Baker, because I think that would be bad.
Just you wait.
Yeah, I know. But I think if it is someone that's a bit obvious, people are going to go like, oh, well, all right, I guess.
Yeah.
Wasn't really worth all the hype, you know. But I think of returning, it's a return. Kyle O'Reilly, oh my God, oh, we know him. Oh, there's history. Oh, Adam Cole. Like, all like the layers of going into it makes the reveal important. Yeah, if it's like Wardlow, it's like, okay.
Yeah.
Don't think you needed all of that, Wardlow, mate.
Kind of like we had an Ultra Chat last week that said, hey, it could be Don Callis. He's not been on TV for a while. And I was like, well, Callis, you know, would be great because he's Don Callis, but he was just on Dynamite this week. And so I was like, I don't think it's him now.
Yeah.
I think if it was Wardlow as well, like if Wardlow is part of the Putty Patrol, that's one thing.
Fine, yeah.
But if he's the Devil, like, well, he's also been cutting loads of promos on MJF. Yeah. Like, I didn't think we needed both of these avenues other than to be one big red herring.
Yes.
So I think it needs to be a name that it's either Adam Cole or it is a name that no one has really not thought of, because a lot of people have said Kyle O'Reilly, but he's not in the conversation a lot because he's not on TV. So
exactly.
As you said, someone who's returning or debuting.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But let's get into the card itself. Why don't you let us know your thoughts for predictions in the comments down below. Also, while you're here, give us a subscribe if you haven't already. Give us a little thumbs up. Make sure you check out all of our end of year awards that we've got going on here on the Wrestle Podcast channel. We did Wrestler of the Year, Pay-Per-View of the Year. Obviously, World's End's not winning. We've had a Match of the Year. We've had a lot of awards go out, and most of them, I would say, have gone down well.
Look, it's not just us. It was voted on. It's democracy.
I don't know, P. I've checked the comments. They seem to think that it was all us that put these together.
We just picked them. Yes, we felt like it.
But anyway, let's get into this card here. We're going to start with the pre-show. It's hard to do the Battle Royal. They announced a Battle Royal on this show. It's happening on the pre-show. It's a 20-man Battle Royal for a future shot at the TNT Championship. But no participants were announced. I would imagine a Trent Barretta will be in it. Mm-hmm. A Rocky Romero will be in there. An Action Andretti with his water bottle will be in there.
Yeah.
But given that we don't know the participants, can we do a prediction for the Battle Royal?
I've got one.
Oh, go on then.
Nick Wayne.
Oh.
I think that'd be really fun.
That's fun.
Regardless of who wins the Adam Copeland-Christian Cage match, I think there's some really fun dynamics in there.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Because it's not just for a TNT title shot. They specifically have mentioned on this week's episode of Dynamite where it's like, it's for a TNT title shot anytime, anywhere. It's like a Money in the Bank cash in.
So, but it's the poker chip.
Right?
Because remember they had the poker chip last year where all of a sudden that was given like Money in the Bank things as well. And MJF was sat there with the poker chip. So it's the poker chip gimmick, but it's at World's End.
Yes.
And I don't think you, maybe you will win a prize.
Maybe.
A little hat or something. That you wear around backstage. You'd be like, ma'am.
McCashin.
A little crown you could have a Christmas cracker or something. Little paper hat. I like that. Nick Wayne's a good shout.
Yeah.
On that same note, I'll say Luchasaurus.
I was going to say Killswitch would be quite a fun
one. Is a good option. Who else could it be? Jeff Jarrett.
Mm-hmm.
I'd imagine a Jay Lethal. Actually, you know what? Jay Lethal being in there and like that's his storyline coming out of the C2 is he comes in there with this renewed vigor and passion. He's like, I lost every match in the C2, so I'm going to prove myself here. And you kind of see the start of this new, more serious Jay Lethal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's an option there. Mark Briscoe would be great as well.
I was also going to say that,
yeah. Coming off the back of the C2. I'd like to see some people from the C2 in this and getting some, you know, learning some things about themselves from that tournament used in this Battle Royal.
Absolutely. I'll say Nick Wayne. That's my official prediction for that one.
I'll say...
Mo.
I'm going to say Mark Briscoe.
Cool.
There you go.
Nice.
For the FTW Championship in an FT Rules match, it's Hook versus Wheeler Yuta.
Okay.
Was that Hook A or Hokey?
That was okay. Yep, this is a match
you
that's happening.
Hate the FTW Championship.
I don't get it.
I like the FTW belts.
Yeah.
I like it. I mean, that's just because I like the 90s.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, I think it's a fun little gimmick. These will be fun little hardcore matches.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's perfect for the pre-show. I think I'm ready for Hook to take those next steps.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, because for me, this is mostly a waste of time. In that I don't feel like it accomplishes anything. It's just like, here's a match. Okay, and everybody is in exactly the same spot before and after.
Yeah, that's true.
And it doesn't elevate anybody. Nothing's happening with this belt.
No.
And it's also not officially recognized or whatever nonsense they want to talk about this time. Regardless, though, I think Hook's winning.
Yeah, I think Hook's winning as well. For the finals of the Continental Classic. Here we go. We're now into the main show here, everyone.
Here we go.
It's the match that I thought we might get when the brackets were first announced. I was on the tube with Tempest and I said, Kingston Moxley in the finals. Mm-hmm. It's in New York, Long Island. I think that's part of New York, or at least it's close.
Yeah.
This is the match I thought we were going to get. Mm-hmm. Hot dog, am I so excited for this match,
though. I'm so pumped.
I loved the C2.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely adored the C2 from start to end. I just thought it was so, so good. I thought it was booked so brilliantly on both brackets, like in both the gold and blue league. Because I thought there was a lot of people who were more into the blue league because it was a bit more swingy.
Yeah.
But I kind of loved how the gold league, despite the fact that it had those dominating presences of Moxley and Swerve, it ended up in this triple threat. Like I thought a lot of this came together so, so wonderfully. And so I love that Moxley's won the gold league because that's great. But man, Eddie winning the Blue League, being the comeback kid in this, I'm so excited for him versus Mox because this is going to be like, oh, this is real. Like this is one of those matches where it's like, I don't think the guys in the ring know that wrestling is predetermined.
Yeah,
I feel like this is a Kingston win.
Mm-hmm.
Like this is Kingston's this is what he wants. Like, you know, the when the tournament was first announced, everyone was like, oh, it's a tournament for Danielson. And it sort of was. It's a tournament Danielson's always wanted to work. But really, this is Kingston's story. It's his belts that are up. He wants to be that modern day Triple Crown champion, just like his heroes in the 90s were. So it kind of feels like this is Kingston's story. This is Kingston's match. Not only has he overcome Danielson in beating him, he's beating Claudio in this, and then beaten Moxley, beating like three members of the BCC. That's a pretty good run. I gotta think this is a Kingston win.
Yeah, I think this has to be. Like you said, the C2 is Kingston's story. And I loved that it didn't seem like it was necessarily going to be. Because when it first started and it said, like, you know, all the belts were up for grabs, it's like, okay, bit weird, but okay. And then Kingston lost his first two matches. You're like, oh, this is just a way to get the belts off Kingston. Oh no. And then the story just flipped. And now it's Kingston is the comeback guy and he goes back to the finals and he beats Danielson. And oh, it's a perfect comeback story. And it has to be capped off with the final boss being Moxley. Not just because of the C2 and how perfectly it was booked, but all of their history together in AEW as well, with Kingston and Mox being incredible, you know, tag team partners and rivals and all sorts. This to me, and especially with Dynamite this week, when it was announced it was Kingston Moxley, and Moxley's promo afterwards just said to me, well, Kingston's going to win, but I'm going to make it really difficult and you're going to have to earn this spot. And it just creates that extra level of adversity for Kingston to overcome. This is Kingston's story and it needs to end with Kingston winning. It will be such a big moment and it will be perfect.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
I think this match is going to rule.
I think so as well.
Because like Kingston is going in there with this, all of this fire of like, this is in New York-ish. And it is like, I mean, I don't know like the complete geography of New York / Long Island. I'm pretty sure they're quite close together because whenever they do these sorts of shows, they're like full of New Yorkers. And like Ox even said on Dynamo, it's like, you know, everyone in the building is going to be loving you because you're going to be like the hometown boy and stuff. And so it's going to be emotional as all get out if he does win the belt. Equally, though, it'll be just as emotional if he doesn't.
Oh, God, no. He can't falter again.
It'll be heartbreaking if he doesn't. But yeah, I've got to think it's Kingston getting the win here.
Yeah,
but
man, it's got to be.
I've loved Moxley in this tournament.
Mm,
I think he's
so
been
good.
So great.
Yeah.
Up next for the AEW TBS Championship, it is Julia Hart taking on Abaddon. I mean, a surprising little push for Abaddon in a way. Like, they came back to TV for Halloween. You're like, oh, look, it's the annual spooky time. Bring out Abaddon for a match. Like, hey, you know, you just do your little Halloween plunder or pumpkin and whatnot, and then off you pop and we won't see you until next October. It was like the Nightmare Before Christmas. Won't be seeing you, Jack Skellington, until we need you again. But Abaddon's like they've got a push out of this.
Yeah.
And like, you know, they had a little run and they've been picking up wins. And they now are facing off against Julia Hart. And I think this is going to be, Julia Hart's massively over. I think this should be fairly good. I'm pretty sure Hart's retaining. I wonder if there's going to be some sky blue shenanigans in there. But yeah, I think this is a heart retention. But I'm very pleased to see Abaddon get featured on TV.
Absolutely, same. And I'm really happy to see like Julia Hart consistently kind of being featured on TV leading up to this. Having another TBS title match is really good. Yeah, I think there will be sky blue interference. Kind of like the what's the word I'm looking for? Paying her back for the interference from Hart on Dynamite and stuff like that, their new alliance that they're forming. Yeah, I think Hart retains here, but it should be a good match.
Yeah, I think this should be pretty good.
Pretty good.
Speaking of the women, AEW Women's World Championship on the line as Timeless Toni Storm takes on Riho. This is a Toni Storm.
Toni Storm's winning.
A Toni Storm retention here.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I'm pretty
pretty
confident in that one. I think it'll be good, though.
Yeah. I really like Toni Storm. I really like her gimmick. I really like her wrestling as part of this gimmick, Ollie Davis. but yeah, I think Toni Storm's going to retain here, and I think it'll be really fun because Riho is always great.
Yeah, Riho, it's been wonderful having her back on TV, and I think we are building towards that Toni Storm-Mariah May match.
I don't think that would be probably not Revolution. Like, I wonder if we'll save that maybe for like Double or Nothing or something, mm-hmm. or maybe the in-between pay-per-view. But that's kind of the story we're building to and getting to. So giving Toni Storm a good title defense over a former champion in mm-hmm. Riho just like elevates that run that little bit more.
Yep.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Announced on Dynamite this week in a change to what was previously advertised. This mm-hmm. was supposed to be for the AEW Tag Team Championship, but unfortunately Kenny Omega fell very, very ill. So instead we've got an 8-man tag match as Ricky Starks and Big Bill, the tag champions, team with the Don Callis family of Carl Fletcher and Powerhouse Hobbs to take on Sting and Darby Allin and a reunited, La Sex Gods, Chris Jericho and Sammy Guevara.
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine that this is Starks pinning Fletcher. Oh, sorry, Starks probably pinning. Sorry, I'll try that. I'll try that sentence again. I'm full of Christmas.
Yes.
I just need to get this back into my system.
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine mm-hmm. this would be Sammy Guevara getting a pin over Starks or Big Bill, mm-hmm. probably Starks, mm-hmm. to set up La Sex Gods going for the tag titles of Bill and Rick.
Yeah, I would tend to agree. I think the babyfaces are winning here. I don't know whether this would be a way to protect the tag champs by having other people that can be pinned that aren't the tag champs. So it's kind of the opposite of what you're saying. It's actually a way to protect them rather than have them be pinned and go on to the feud. It might just be a case of Jericho and Guevara win this match alongside Sting and Darby, and they're like, well, we won that match, so now we're going to go for the tag titles because you lost that match, even if they're not directly pinned. But regardless, I think the babyface team wins here. I am curious as to why it's not just Jericho and Guevara versus Starks and Bill, because I would have thought that would have been an easier way to integrate. It's like, oh, Jericho needs a partner. Mm-hmm. No one's going to be there for him, blah, blah, blah. And then you have Guevara come in and reunite that way.
I guess, I mean, kind of sort of about this on the Dynamite show yesterday, but I guess it's because you had to get Sammy out of the Callus family mm-hmm. and turn him babyface.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, we got to do that bit first. So mm-hmm. and then we can get to the tag yes. title match. But like, yeah, like you're right. Like it probably makes more sense just to go like at Sammy.
Yeah.
Sammy's the replacement yeah. partner. Surely, I mean, sure, there would have been people being like, wasn't he a heel? Yeah,
pretty
wasn't
sure
part
he was
of
a
the,
heel.
The Don Callis family. But
I feel like there's a way. I don't know what that way is, but I think there's a way.
Yeah, you know, this is a plans change type yes. of deal. And it's an 8-man tag.
It's probably fun. Probably gonna be fun.
I mean, it's Sting.
Yeah.
Like it's Sting and it's Darby Allin. I think Darby and Sammy will be quite fun on the same team. Like there should be some really good stuff around that. Nice to see Carl Fletcher get onto pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Poor old Takeshita though.
Like,
pushed to the wayside.
Yeah, what happened with him?
I don't feel like this is doing much for Hobbs.
No.
Yeah, that's my only, like, if I'm gonna add a little bit of negative salt and mm-hmm. pepper to this, I don't think this is doing anything for Powerhouse Hobbs.
No. He got a painting.
For the TNT Championship, it is Christian Cage defending against Adam Copeland. The match they had on Dynamite a couple mm-hmm. of weeks ago was rad. So I'm really excited for this, particularly in the no DQ format.
Mm-hmm.
Probably a lot of crowd brawling. They'll probably do a lot of backstage fighting, a lot of interference from young Nick Wayne and Killswitch and Shayna Wayner, probably.
Shayna Wayner.
I wouldn't be surprised. Here's my big, bold prediction for this show.
Mm-hmm.
Beth Phoenix is getting involved.
Ooh, that's fun.
I think Beth Phoenix comes out to even up the odds against Shayna Wayner. And like, you know, takes her out with a spear Ooh. Or some such. Gives Nick Wayne a spear or something.
What's FTR doing these days?
Feuding with the House of Black on Collision.
Do you reckon they could get involved here?
Help out
Copeland?
Yeah.
They're mates?
Yeah, but it sort of ruins their story somewhat. Because the story with House of Black is you've got no mates.
Yeah.
So
yeah, maybe not.
I mean, ideally it would be FTR.
Yeah.
Because you've already got a pre-established relationship with them. But
I was thinking it could be FTR and Beth.
Yeah.
You just have FTR to neutralize Nick and Killswitch,
mm-hmm.
and then you have Beth come out for Shayna Wayner.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. That's my big bold thing.
Yeah.
I think Beth is on this show.
That'd be really cool.
But does that mean that Copeland's winning the TNT title? Because
mm-hmm.
it works so well on Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of just want to keep seeing Christian with the belt. And, you know, eventually we're going to be going back to these two as a tag team. But maybe the way to do that is because you do need to kind of break up the patriarchy, turn Christian back into a babyface so he can then start teaming with Copeland.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe getting the belt off him is like, that's step one
mm-hmm.
of us getting to our end goal of E and C reunite. What do you think?
I think Copeland's winning the belt here. I think that the no DQ stip could lead to a lot of heel shenanigans. There could be a lot of Killswitch interference, Nick Wayne interference, Shayna Wayne interference, etc. But I think that Copeland will prevail at the end of it. I think it's going to lead to a real feel-good moment when he does it. And I think that the no DQ stip could also lead to a lot of shenanigans from Copeland. And he kind of evens the odds by being a bit underhanded.
Bringing out Gangrel.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Or, you know, there could be a concerto or two. Who knows? You know, get mm-hmm. you know, smash Nick Wayne's head in again in front of his mum. You know, stuff like
the
that.
The big baby face that
yeah,
he is.
Exactly, yeah. So I think that the no DQ stip is actually really interesting for this match. I think there's a lot of weight behind it and what it could mean for the match. But I do think that Copeland's going to win in the end.
Yeah, I think, particularly because Copeland didn't win on Dynamite.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like doing round two of this, Copeland gets the win this time. You could do a third match, the rubber match in the mm-hmm. in the trilogy at the next pay-per-view or in a special episode of Dynamite or Collision or something. But yeah, I think maybe it's... Yeah, Copeland wins here.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm really excited. I think there's going to be a really good match.
Yeah.
In a singles match, finally paying off this storyline that probably should have happened 8 or so months ago, maybe even
longer than that,
probably a year ago, maybe. Mm-hmm. At Swerve Strickland versus Keith Lee. They had quite an awkward little segment to set this up on Dynamite, which mm-hmm. we discussed yesterday, but we're here now. It's Swerve and it's Keith Lee.
Yep.
This is good for Swerve to keep on pay-per-view. You know, he's on a great run of form mm-hmm. on pay-per-views in big matches with Hangman Page, and then a great run through the C2. So I would rather him be here and beating Keith Lee in a good match than Strickland not being on the pay-per-view at all.
I agree. Why wasn't this done a year ago?
For this very reason, because we were saving this match for when we need it. This is the ripcord, pull in case of emergency.
I cannot. Like, I already would have spoken about this sometime in my podcast, so I'm not going to go over it again. But I really love that Swerve's on this pay-per-view. He absolutely needs to win here. I swear to God, if Keith Lee wins, I love Keith Lee.
He's one of our boys.
One of the boys. But it is not his time.
No.
It is Swerve's time. He is the man right now.
Sure is.
But yes, I want Swerve to win in a great match.
Yeah.
Because I know they are capable of putting on a great match.
It's great to see Keith on pay-per-view as well.
Yeah. So, yeah. Crazy, that.
I mean, sure, there are a lot of things in the negative comments of being like, probably should have been done a year ago. Mm-hmm. It feels like a bit of a step down for old Swerve after the Hangman wars and then the C2 and then it's like, no, it's Keith Lee.
Yeah.
But a couple of marks there. But man, I think the positives more outweigh the negatives, which is like, hey, I get to see Keith Lee on pay-per-view. I get to see Strange Strickland on pay-per-view. I get to see them have a match on pay-per-view. Yeah. Like, hey!
Yeah.
I get to see Prince Nana do the dance on pay-per-view. Hey! This is great. Speaking of singles matches, a little grudge match here, which has sort of been brewing in the background of the C2, which I've quite enjoyed, which is Miro and Andrade El Idolo.
Mm-hmm.
CJ Perry is now the manager of Andrade, and that has angered Miro. She's like picking people that are just going to make her husband angry so that she can kind of like woo him back and they can be a partnership again. But he made the promise that he would not touch Andrade while the C2 was on. But now the C2 is over, so I'm getting my match with Andrade.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to think that these two are going to come out swinging, and these two are going to have a really heated match. There'll be a lot of storyline shenanigans because there's the CJ Perry involvement. I also think that Andrade wins here.
Hmm, interesting. Okay. I actually don't know who's winning this one. I think that Andrade could use the momentum a little bit more because he had a great showing in the C2 and put on great matches and stuff, but he was kind of like sort of at the top but then kind of middling. Like, he was fine throughout the whole C2 in terms of like positioning on the tables and stuff. So I think he could use like a big win here to be like, he's continuing momentum from the C2 to go into something more meaningful,
because he came third in the Blue League.
In Blue League, yeah. So he was pretty close to getting into that, but it is like mid-ish, depending. But then I think he could use the win more than Miro here, but also Miro could use the win more than Andrade because he's not really been seen as much, so that could position him into a more meaningful spot, and he has the story with CJ going on. So there's a lot of factors here. I genuinely don't know who needs this win more out of the two of them. You predicted Andrade, right?
I'm going with Andrade. I could see him, CJ's a little trip of the leg.
Sure, yeah.
And he runs leg, and that just like, I'm going to shatter you for a little bit. Turns around, hammerlock DDT.
Mm-hmm. I'll predict Miro, just for funsies.
Just for funsies.
We'll go different. Yeah.
So our first time going different as well, because I think we both said Swerve, right?
It's definitely Swerve.
And then, which brings us to our finale here, the main event for the AEW World Championship. It is MJF versus Samoa Joe in their rematch from Grand Slam, an awesome match that they had there. This one now with the extra added drama of the Devil and Joe working alongside the Devil, the Putty Patrol winning the ROH tag titles. What does this mean for MJF going in all alone, an island unto himself against this invading force? I think this is going to be rad. I have a feeling it is going to be overbooked.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And this is going to be like proper Attitude Era pay-per-view finale. Massively overbooked, ref bumps, run-ins, weapons, wazoos, pyro and ballyhoo and all this sort of stuff. I think this is going to be massively overbooked, but I think it's going to be all the more fun for it. I think it's just going to be like layer upon layer upon layer upon layer. I think it might get too, like we saw at Full Gear, you take it that slight step too far and then it becomes like, oh, you've overbooked this pudding. But I think that hopefully lessons learned and you can get the right balance of that overbooking when you get into that schmoz finish. I think MJF retains, spends the whole of 2023 as the champion. He's going into 2024, not under contract. Or do you end off the year with Samoa Joe holding aloft the belt and MJF not signed to AEW, the number 30 spot in the Royal Rumble?
Imagine.
He's re-signed.
I'm predicting that Samoa Joe wins here.
Yeah.
Because I think it's a really nice parallel. I know not everything is about CM Punk. But, all right, one of the best...
But when you think about
But one of the most, like, bold and really interesting choices that they made was to have MJF beat Punk in Chicago, right? Mm-hmm. And to mirror that moment, to have MJF lose in his hometown of Long Island with, like, the devil shenanigans involved, Joe is your world champion, and MJF losing in his hometown, I think makes this, like, it would be an incredible moment. They might overbook it and they might blow it, but I think with the combined reveal of the devil plus Joe winning, that is the end of the show. Right, Joe holding the title aloft, devil's revealed, Max is distraught on the outside. That's the end of the show. That is world's end.
It's his world's end.
That's it.
Like, it all, it is set up quite nicely for it to be a Joe win.
Yeah.
Oh man, I mean, you're kind of talking me into it. Like, I think I'm going to stick with my guns to MGF mm-hmm. for funsies.
Yeah.
But yeah, you've totally talked me into it being a Samoa Joe win. Samoa Joe ends off this year as AEW champion.
I wouldn't be upset if Samoa Joe wins.
Absolutely.
Wouldn't be upset if Samoa Joe wins. If MGF wins, still happy with that. I love MGF as world champion. But if Samoa Joe wins, I think it makes sense.
I think you're right as well. Like, if you're going to do the devil reveal, mm-hmm. you kind of want to have it where they're on top.
Yes,
like, you
know, exactly.
They are now sort of like ruling the world.
Because then you don't want it to feel underwhelming if Max wins and then the devil goes, but it's me. And you go, okay.
All right.
I won. So
with your group of losers.
Yeah,
I guess.
So who cares, right? But if he's just lost, the devil helps Joe win,
yeah.
And then the devil unmasks. Like, that is, I think, is a good moment.
I like you know what? The more I think about it, the more I love that this show is called World's End.
Yeah.
Because it feels like it's quite thematic yes. now for the story they've got going in, which is quite lovely, really. Yeah, you've talked me into it.
Mm-hmm.
I like that a lot, Pete.
Yeah.
I like it a lot. What do you think, though? Let us know in the comments down below. What do you think is going to happen at World's End? Do you think that Samoa Joe is going to win the AEW World Championship? Let us know in the comments. Give us a subscribe if you haven't already. We are on our way to 85K. We're actually fairly close, like 2,500 away from 85K. So thank you very much for helping us get to that goal. Give us a like as well, because it helps in the algorithm and all that good jazz. And we will see you tomorrow. No, not tomorrow.
Sunday.
Yes, Sunday.
Yes.
Because that'll be the AEW World's End review.
Yes.
Ollie and Dan Layton will be doing that. There's no SmackDown review tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. It's going out on Friday. Yes.
Yes.
There's no SmackDown review going out tomorrow
because
everyone's off. And also, I don't think they're having a show. I think this is a taped show.
It's a taped show. I don't know if it's a clip show like Raw's was or if it's just like a pre-taped good show. I don't know.
A deedly dee. We'll find out.
We're off anyway.
So we'll be back on the 31st with the review of World's End. And then in the new year, back to normal. All the shows that you love are being reviewed, apart from More Than a Collision anyway. So we'll be reviewing all of those shows. Thank you all so much for joining us. I've been Linko and DAD. That has been Pete Quinnell. Jam that jam.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com. A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.